Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we give you glory today. I'm going to give everyone a few more seconds to come on in, and we're going to get ready for a noonday prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know, saints, some people wasn't able to make it to 12 o'clock last night. Some people wasn't even able to make it to 12:30. Some people wasn't even able to make it to 4 a.m., but we made it. We are above ground in place of under the ground. We above ground to give God the praise that he so righteously desire and deserve. We are above ground to support our Christian sisters and brothers. We are above ground to just give every all the praises and all the hallelujahs and the thank you, Lord. You know, God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so loving. And because we serve a merciful, loving God, that's more than enough to just give him all of the praises. Amen. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Amen. matter of fact, I'm going to go into our songs so that we for compare, so we can repair, so we can prepare. Yes, I can't say that. So we can prepare ourselves to get ready for noonday prayer. Amen. I belong to you. I belong to you. That's what Bishop Ram was saying. Ramsey said, I belong to you. He said, I don't belong to nobody else. He didn't even say, I belong to my wife. I belong to my children. He said, God, I belong to you. you. And that's what God wants us to. He wants us to walk around in this world knowing that we belong to Daddy. We don't belong to our husband or our wives. We don't belong to our children or our siblings. We don't belong even to the president or the government. We belong to God and God alone. And you know, when you know who you belong to and you love that person, don't you do right for them? Amen. Don't you say, you know what, because I belong to you, I'm going to give you my best. Because I belong to you, I'm going to just, you know, wake up with something special for you today, God. I'm going to do something special that I hadn't did last week. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do something special for you today, God, that I didn't even think about yesterday. Because I belong to you. Because I belong to you, Daddy, I just want to make you proud. Let us go into prayer right now. I don't know, saints, about you, but I'm just so happy to be online just to go into prayer. You know, prayer should excite you because that's your time that you can voice your opinion of, Daddy, this is what I want to do. Daddy, I want to, you know, like a child with a brand new toy. Daddy, look at my new toy. Daddy, look at what I'm doing. Daddy, I want to do this. Daddy, you know, you should be like that every time you wake up. Daddy, guess what? I'm awake. Daddy, wake up. Daddy. You know, you should be like that to God because that right there, that brings such a joy to God because he knows that you're not thinking about nobody else but him. You're actually saying, Daddy, now I have opened my life. I have opened my heart, my mind, my soul, and everything that's in me to allowing you to come into the space. I'm trying to get it clean because I know you're not going to come to my house, Daddy, and sit in my house with it being filthy, garbage not being taken out. See, I know you're not going to come into my house where my mentality is not straight, where my emotions are all jacked up from the floor. See, Daddy, I'm trying to get it all together so I can invite you to my house often. You know, Daddy, as a matter of fact, I'm going to invite you to my house, and I don't want you to leave. That's the kind of attitude we have to have. Amen? So this is why I wake up so joyful and so happy because it's like, Daddy, guess what? I'm awake, Daddy. How you doing today, Daddy? You know what, Daddy? I was thinking about you yesterday. You know, you're just such a sweet person. Daddy, I love you so much. You know, that's the kind of things that just make God say, you know what? I want to do something for my daughter because she just, you know, I love her so much. She just, every time something's going on, she's calling me and she's always got me involved, and I love that. Daddy wants to be a part of our lives. So let us go into prayer. To Heavenly Father, to gracious Lord. Lord, first of all, we'd like to say thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we'd like to say thank you for giving us breath in our body, Father God. Waking us up in our right mind, Father. Father God, as a matter of fact, we'd like to say thank you for opening the nation where we have sunlight this morning. Because some places, you could have just shut the sun down and shut the moon down and we could be in complete darkness. But Father God, that's not your way nor your will for us this morning. So, Father God, we thank you for allowing us to have sunlight, have fresh air, have beautiful skies and green trees right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the earth that you formed and you took the face of the void off of it, Father God. We thank you for the oceans and the skies and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. I know I am excited as pickle pink right now. Father God, we thank you for all of that. Father God, we thank you for everybody's online and everybody that wanted to be online and couldn't. Father God, we thank you for allowing them to be online, Father God, to come and have praise with you, Father God. And we shouldn't just come online for Wednesday for praise, but we should wake up with a joy and a song in our heart that we get up every morning praising you, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for allowing yourself to just sit here online with us right now, Father God, to hear the prayers that we want to offer up to you, Father, because you are just so awesome and magnificent. You are just a beautiful God, and we love you so much. You know, we don't take it for granted, God, that you made us in your image. We don't take that for granted, Father God, that you formed us out of the dust. But, Father God, what we want to do is we want to be obedient. We want to be obedient to whatever your will is for us, for whatever your plan is for us, Father God. Father God, we just want to offer up ourselves to you fully, not holding anything back right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go into our nation right now, Father God. I got an instant
Twittergram this morning that China is having a major shutdown, Father God, and people are not able to eat. And it's so bad, Father God, that people are jumping out of their buildings because of starvation. Father God, please go over to that nation there and, Father God, touch the government. Have them to open the borders where the ships can get in with food and substance and medication, Father God. Father God, straighten the nations out as everything is in a disarray. Father God, touch the governments in their respective places right now, Father God. Let them know that the decisions that they make, sometimes they need to seek you first before they make these decisions right now, Father God. For these decisions that they make not only affect the nations, but it affects the earth as well, Father God. And whatever decisions that they make, it also affects the balance in the earth right now, Father God. So, Father God, touch the government right now, Father God. Let them have great decisions. Let them seek you for every decision, every thought, every action right now, Father God. Father God, not only touch them, but Father God, let them know that they need to be humble enough to admit their mistakes and correct it before the people right now, Father God. And not only that, Father God, go into our school systems right now, Father God, for we know that things are happening right now where our kids are getting out for the summer right now, Father God. So we ask that you open the doors right now, Father God. Let them be able to have a safe summer, Father God. Let not one child that's going to be out for the summer session get hurt. Let no harm, danger, seen or unseen come near their dwelling right now, Father God. Let them be able to not have gun violence this summer right now, Father God. Let them not have drowning when they go to these lakes and pools right now, Father God. Let them not get caught up with the wrong groups and people in the streets right now, Father God. And don't even let them go and start vaping and in drugs right now, Father God. Father God, direct our children. Give them a strong mind to be able to say, no, this is not what I was taught to do. Let them be able to say, no, this is not what I was brought up to do, Father God. Let them have the mind of you right now, Father God, so that they know that if they go out of their way of doing something that they're not supposed to, you pop up in their mind right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go and look down on our hospital rooms right now, Father God. Touch all of the sick right now, Father God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Let them know that you are by their side, Father God. Let them know that you have not forsaken or left them right now, Father God. Father God, if they're in pain, ease their pain right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, go by hospice right now, Father God. Touch the sick there in their hospice beds right now, Father God. Let them know that you are the author and the finisher right now, Father God. And everything that they have been going through, you have a plan for them right now, Father God. Let them know that you are the person who can give them the healing and wisdom and knowledge and understanding right now, Father God. Let them know that you can ease their pain from whatever ailment that they're suffering with, Father God. God, we also ask that you go into our churches. Oh, my Lord, Father God. For so many churches are still closed right now, Father God. So many churches' doors are not even open right now, Father God. But, Father God, go in our churches right now, Father God, and regroup right now. Regroup, Father God, where the doors will be open, the pastors will line up with the word, And the members will come back as a congregation of one right now, Father God. Father God, go into our churches and make that word become live like the living soul right now, Father God. Let that word come back in the churches like the bread of life, the living water, the thirst of water that Jesus told the woman in the well. She will no longer thirst for the word of God that goes forth right now, Father God. Father God, let all of our missionaries and our evangelists go out to the highways and byways and continue on spreading the word right now, Father God. For Father God, we know it's your word that sustains the earth. Father God, we know it's your word that heals the soul. Father God, we know it's your word that binds the broken. Father God, we know it's your word that frees the captives. Father God, we know it's your word that gives substance to the spirit right now, Father God. So, Father God, let your word go forth right now, Father God. Let your word shine as refined brass and refined gold right now, Father God. Let your word have jurisdiction over everything in this earth right now, Father God. Father God, I see a young individual right now, Father God. Jesus. She's suffering with arthritis right now, Father God. And the arthritis is so bad, Father God, she is bedbound, Father God. Father God, touch her right now with that arthritis right now, Father God. She aches so bad, Father God, that she's not able to even get out of bed right now, Father God. Father God, heal her from the arthritis right now, Father God. Let her know that she doesn't have to be bedridden with arthritis, but there is a cure, and it's not the doctors. Let her know that the cure is Jesus right now, Father God. Let her know that the cure is Jesus. All she had to say is, Jesus, have mercy on me, Father God. I can see her struggling right now, Father God. And she even looked like she's sitting up in bed, Father God. And it looked like as she just moved just a little, the pain, it strikes her so hard that she says, oh, Lord, and tears drain down her face, Father God. Father God, touch her right now, Father God. Heal her body of that arthritis right now, Father God. I see an individual right now, Father God, who's going into heart surgery. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, let this young man know that he's not going to have to worry and fear right now, Father God. Let him know that he doesn't have to have fear sitting all above him right now as he goes into the surgery room, Father God. Let him know that you will be beside him as they do the surgery on his heart right now, Father God. For one of his valves is clogged, and they need to go and do surgery on his valve right now, Father God. So, Father God, go into the hospital go into the operating room with him right now, Father God. Direct the doctor's hands and the surgeon's hands right now, Father God. Let the surgeons make great, let them not do great, but let them do awesome job with that valve that's clogged right now, Father God. And Father God, let him come out of the OR right now with a great report, with an awesome report right now, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I see an individual, a young man right now, Father God, who is questioning why he's even here on this earth right now, Father God. He's been crying out to you, but have heard your voice right now, Father God. Father God, let him sit and be still. You have been speaking to this young man, but he has not been able to discern your voice right now, Father God. Father God, let him be able to sit in a quiet place and be still so that he can hear your voice more clearly right now, Father God. Father God, I see another young man, another individual who's trying to get a job, and he wants to get a job, Father God, that's oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He wants to get a job in another city, Father God, but he doesn't have the transportation right now, Father God. Father God, he even knows that he's going to get the job right now, Father God, but his big demeanor is that he doesn't have the transportation right now, Father God. Father God, touch him right now, Father God, and let him know that you will provide the transportation. Let him know that the car is coming right now, Father God. Let him know it won't be a new car, but it will be a car to get him back and forth to the city right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, the state that he's trying to get this job in is in New York right now, Father God. Father God, give him the seat and an understanding that he don't need to worry about his transportation right now, Father God, for you will provide the vehicle for him right now, Father God. I see a grandmother right now, Father God, who's praying for her son right now, Father God. Father God, answer her prayer right now, Father God, because she's on her knees night and day crying out to you, Father God, for her grandson right now, Father God. Touch her heart right now, Father God, and let her know that her prayer is not in vain right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, touch all grandmothers' hearts right now, Father God. For we know there are plenty that's always interceding for their grandkids right now, Father God. Father God, hear their prayer right now, Father God. Grant them their requests right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, touch our grandfathers right now, Father God. Grant their prayers and requests right now, Father God. touch all mothers right now, Father God, who's holding up the banner of their household right now, Father God. Let them know that their work is not in vain right now, Father God. Let them be able to continue to be the strong backbone of the household right now, Father God. Let them be able to continue to hold a job and take care of their family as well right now, Father God. Father God, touch the fathers in the household, Father God. Let the fathers continue on bringing home the bread that sustains the house right now, Father God. Let them be able to be that leader to keep a roof and shelter over their families right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. For we know there is so much chaos in the earth right now, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you bind the enemy's hand of all this chaos right now, Father God. Father God, not only bind his hand, but send him back to the pit of hell from which he came from right now, Father God. Father God, look on those members that were shot in New York, 8 members that died at the grocery store right now, Father God. Father God, give that family, the bereaved family, understanding right now, Father God. Give them the peace that will pass all understanding right now, Father God. Touch their hearts and their minds right now, Father God. Heal them of their hurt right now, Father God. For we know there is a lot of families that was involved in these shootings right now, Father God. Father God, go by the jail cell and touch this young man's heart right now, Father God. Let him know that you are not a God of grace right now, Father God. But let him know that you are a God of love right now, Father God. Let him repent of his doing right now, Father God. Let him be stripped from this racism spirit right now, Father God. Father God, let him be able to understand his wrongdoing right now, Father God. Father God, go by California right now, Father God, where the 3 were shot in the church right now, Father God. Touch their families there as well, Father God. Heal them of their hurt and pain right now, Father God. For Father God, there is so much killing in the land right now, Father God. Father God, anyone who's thinking of picking up a gun to do wrong right now, Father God, have them put the gun down right now, Father. Give them a spirit of conviction right now, Father God. Well, they won't use the gun to go out and kill the stranger right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you go out into the land and not only touch those who are dealing with arms and guns and knives and whatever it is to kill strangers, Father God, but we ask that you go by the drug houses right now, Father God. Have some of those doors shut that's selling drugs to our people and our children right now, Father God. Let these drugs that's killing our families cease right now, Father God. Let the alcohol that's killing our families cease right now, Father God. For Father God, we know these things are not of you, Father God, and these things were man-made, Father God. So Father God, shut the doors on all of these things that should not be in the earth right now, Father God. Father God, as you begin to work on the chaos in the family right now, Father God, we know inflation is out of the ceiling right now, Father God. Father God, provide the families that they have enough money to have substance in their house right now, Father God. Father God, the gas prices is outrageous right now, Father God. Father God, provide enough finances in each of the families right now, Father God, where they can afford to feed their family and put gas in their cars right now, Father God. God, provide them enough money where they can afford to keep a roof over everyone's head right now, Father God. Father God, let us not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God, especially your children who are following and believing in you right now, Father God. Let us not give up so quickly right now, Father God, but give us the spirit of warriors right now, Father God. Give us the spirit of conquerors right now, Father God, for we know we were made in your image and we are conquerors right now, Father God. Like Paul said, let us run the race and see where it will end right now, Father God. Let us not give up in the middle of the race, but let us go to the finish line right now, Father God. And Father God, as we continue to focus on you and we continue to sit and have communion with you right now, Father God, let us be able to indulge in your word daily, every minute of the day right now, Father God. Have us to have the spirit of prayer and thanksgiving right now, Father God. Let us have the spirit of supplication where we constantly reading and absorbing your word right now, Father God. Let us be like sponges and just suck the word into our spirit right now, Father God. Father God, let us go out to the highways and the byways and touch those who are lost right now, Father God. Let us not have the spirit to go out of the churches and seek those that are lost, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, don't even let us function in the churches, but let us function outside of the churches right now, Father God. For, Father, there are so many people out there that's lost, and they're looking for some kind of things to help them understand why they're even here right now, Father God. But, Father God, let us go out into the highways and byways and continue helping those who are lost right now, Father God. Helping those who are giving up right now, Father God. And Father God, as we go, we ask that you go with us right now, Father God, that we may be encouraged right now, Father God. For Father God, right now, there are so many people that are giving up right now, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I see a young man right now, Father God. He's dealing with an issue from birth right now, Father God, and he's in a wheelchair right now, Father God. Father, touch him right now and let him know that he was not born with this disease because of his parents or his doing right now, Father God. Let him know that it was just his life, that was just his plan, but you will deliver him as soon as he give up from being so angry and bitter right now, Father God. Touch him in that wheelchair right now, Father God. Deliver him right now, Father God. Give him the spirit to know that, Father God, if he just believe and trust in you, he can get out that wheelchair right now, Father God. Oh, hallelujah right now, Father God. Touch all of the cancer patients right now, Father God. Touch all of the diabetic people right now, Father God. Touch all of the high blood pressure, leukemia, sickle cell, anemia right now, Father God. Touch all of the patients that had COVID right now, Father God. Touch the families that are still dealing with substance from COVID, like lung disease, pneumonia, sepsis, brain infections right now, Father God. Father God, touch all of these diseases right now, Father God. MS and lupus right now, Father God. For we know these things are not of you right now, Father God. Father God, whatever leukemia, whatever melanoma right now, whatever cancers are lurking on the earth right now, Father God, we ask that you bind it up and cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came from right now, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Touch all of the kidney diseases right now, lung function and heart functions right now, Father God. For we know these things are not of you when they are infected with any type of disease right now, Father God. But Father God, you made man. You know all of their organs and all of their functions and their bloodstream in their veins. So, Father God, let everything function properly in your name right now, Father God. Touch all of those who's on the dialysis machines right now, Father God. Let their kidneys start functioning on their own right now, Father God. I see an individual who's got pancreatic cancer right now, Father God. Touch that young vision. It's a young person. Touch that young person with pancreatic cancer right now, Father God. Let them know that they can get a good report if they just pray out and cry out to you right now, Father God. Let them know that this pancreatic cancer is not to death, but it's a way of getting them to open their mind and their spirit up to you right now, Father God. For Father God, there's so many things going on in the land right now, Father God. For you said in your verses, if the people who are called by your name will humble themselves and seek death and seek your face, then will you heal the land right now, Father God. So, Father God, we're crying out to you right now, Father God, asking that you come and heal the land right now. Heal the land from all its diseases and bacteria right now, Father God. Heal the land from all the inflation and crisis right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we ask that you watch over Florida as we go into our hurricane season right now, Father God. Let no hurricanes form out there in the Atlantic and do devastation right now, Father God. For that's the last thing that we need right now, Father God. So we ask for your hedge of protection from June through November right now, Father God. Watching and binding all of the storms that may form our way right now, Father God. Send them back to the coast and let them hang out in the oceans right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you pray. I'm praying right now, Father God. I ask it and I'm praying right now, Father God, for all of our members in church right now. right now, Father God. For Pastor Camilla's family right now, Father God. For Pastor Sandra's family, which is my family right now, Father God. For Sister Angela and Sister Nisha right now, Father God. Sister B right now. Mother Yokin right now, Father God. Sister Pearl and Mother Pearl right now, Father God. Brother Wise right now. And even right now, Father God, Sister Sonya right now, right, Father God. You let them all have good reports right now, Father God. Let them have blessings right now, Father God. Sister True right now, Father God. Let them have blessings that they have never seen before right now, Father God. Let them have blessings they have never had before right now, Father God. For you know all of our needs right now, Father God. Let our needs be met right now, Father God. And give us just enough right now, Father God, to sustain our households right now, Father God. Father God, we are so grateful and humble right now, Father God, to have you as our daddy right now, Father God, to continue on giving us the substance and giving us the praise and giving us your instructions to have a relationship with you right now, Father God. And Father God, I call it all done. I give you the honor and your glory right now, Father God. And if Pastor, if you're on and you want to come into prayer, you can. It is so important right now, Father God, that we continue on praising and giving you the honor and the glory right now, Father God. It is so important that we continue on holding a relationship with you right now, Father God. It is so important right now that we continue on just coming together as one nation that are called by your name to just seeking your face and your wisdom and your knowledge. God. For you know, the Bible said we perish for what? Lack of knowledge right now, Father God. Let us not perish from the lack of knowledge, but let us provide, let us strive with the knowledge that you have given us right now, Father God. Pastor, are you on? If you want to come on in, come on in. Okay. She must be not coming in right now.
Yeah. I'm holding a baby. I didn't want her to interrupt prayer, but I thank God for the wonderful prayer on today. Pastor, I just thank you. You're so right. It's time for prayer. We have to pray. There's too much happening around with our families and our going around in our world, in our community, our countries. Time for prayer. Time for us to, like, get that close with God. Get in a relationship back with him. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Father, for the prayer that Pastor prayed over each and every person on today. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, that you restore everything that you poured out on today in the prayer, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for everything, Father, that we ask of you, Father. We know, God, that it is already done, Father, that you're already moving on our behalf. Father, we already know that you're already healing and delivering and setting the captive free. Father, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Father, that we can have a conversation with you, communicate with you, Father. You say, Father, when we ask of you of things, Lord God, with our hearts, our pure hearts, Lord God, that you hear us, deliver us, Lord God, and you move over our behalf. We thank you, Father, that you are just a prayer away, Father, that you're always waiting and listening for us to communicate with you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to pray on this afternoon. Father, we pray that even as Pastor was praying, as other prayer warriors, Father, that are praying the noonday prayer as well, that, Father, it's such a roar and an echo, Father, that it gets your attention, Father, from all the believers, Lord, who are standing in agreement, Father. And you, Father, will move over our situations down here on this earth and this world, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God. We give you praise, Lord, and honor. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father, we thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 And Saints, tonight we're having Bible. We're having Bible study, right, Pastor?
Yes.
Saints, tonight we're having Bible study. I promise you, Bible study is so good for us. So, ooh, hallelujah. Yes, that's how you should be excited. Yes. And I always tell y'all guys, ooh, don't it be good, Pastor? It be so good. Saints, please come to Bible study. Don't meet me there, beat me there at 9 o'clock on Restoration Online. She sends out numerous, so don't be busy. No, she sent out numerous numerous. Did I say numerous? She sent out numerous bullets.
Remind
us to, even when she online. She said, I'm online right now.
Yeah.
Please, when she send you out that bullet, that message, you'd be like, I got to go. I don't care what you're doing. If you're cooking food, put that food in the microwave, let it finish cooking. Come on the Bible study, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a time since where we're not going to have the word. We're going to have to fight to even read the Bible. So why it's free, come on in and get some word in you. Get that word of God deep down in that soul so that when you can't get that Bible, you got the Bible in you. It's better to have the word in you than not have it in you at all, because when you need it and can't get it, you're going to have a problem. So I ask everybody to please come back online tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and don't meet me there, beat me there. God bless each and every last one of you. I pray that your week go great, and we're going to be online tonight at 9, and then we're going to be in service at 1 on Sunday, and we're getting ready to do some big things. I promise you, we're getting ready to turn the corner, and if you ain't got your seatbelt on, you're going to fly out the car, because we're getting ready to speed this thing up and do some great things. Amen. Amen. This is our New Day prayer. God bless. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.